I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRAB English Radio. You're listening to a new episode of Muslim Lady. This is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And all the ladies who are listening to us, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. So as for today, we have a very dear guest, Sister Salma Khalfan. And I'm very happy to be here with you, Sister. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you very much for coming and accepting this invitation. Well, the honor is all for us. Sister Khalfan is an Islamic researcher, and especially she can help us in the women's studies. So as for today, we have this opportunity to ask her questions and whatever that is a concern of ladies. You know that already in today's world, in this materialistic hustle and bustles of modernity, it becomes very hard to think of other people. When we think of other people, something like patience comes to our mind. In today's world, being patient means thinking about other people and practicing a sort of a thing that all our narrations are telling us, to be patient and trying to share this patience with other people around you. So when it comes to marital life, it becomes even more important and sometimes a little bit complicated and very difficult to practice. I would like you to help us talk about the notion of patience specifically in marital life, and since we're addressing ladies, Muslim ladies, specifically for ladies, how to practice patience and how to be patient.
Yeah, that's a very complicated issue that everybody faces, I guess, in the world, especially women out there. And it should be discussed. And I guess by discussing, we are also encouraging the ladies at the same time and not forgetting myself. So first of all, we must begin it with a beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran that Allah himself encourages patience. In many ayats of the Holy Quran, like in one ayat, it says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Take help with patience. Not only practice it, but it's going to be a helper for you.
Yeah, seek refuge in patience.
Yeah, exactly. So take refuge in patience and prayer. These are the two big weapons we have. But sometimes, you know, we feel that the weapons are more materialistic. Like,
exactly.
You know, being angry and letting out, venting up, you know, going out to places which are, you know, God forbid, haram, to make the youths feel better in, you know, in the process when they're facing stress, rather than being patient. But of course, active patience, not the passive one, which inshallah we'll later talk about. So patience is very important in the Holy Quran also. Allah says, seek refuge and take help from patience and prayer. And then beautifully he says, "Inna Allah ma'as sabirin." I am with the patient.
Yeah.
He says, and that's a very beautiful thing when Allah is with you. He is taking care of you, protecting you, loving you, showering mercy on you at the same time, forgiving you. All these beautiful things happening to you when one is patient. So patience is a conscious effort, a conscious power in us. The way Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam say that it's a conscious choice, powerful choice we have made. Not something that we have to do because we have no other outlet.
Exactly.
Which we are also going to reiterate inshallah that
What
does it mean by active patience?
Exactly. Well, and of course we have to mention that it is difficult at the continuation of the ayah that you mentioned, of the verse that you mentioned. God says that إِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَشَعِينَ. That means it is difficult, but only for those people who already are the true obedient of God. And
yes,
they are fearful of God.
Yes.
So it needs practice and it needs a way of founding that in myself.
Yeah.
So we go for a break and then we come back to see how to get in the journey of patience and how to seek refuge in patience.
Thank you.
If there was any trending notion like patience in this world, I guess nobody would have felt the same that they're feeling right now in today's world. Because what's happening to us is that we're not being patient towards each other. And specifically when we talk about marital life, it gets even more delicate and sensitive. So we're talking about patience and the entire notion of patience and how to practice it, how to share it, and how to actually get into helping ourselves into patience. You're listening to IRB English Radio, and this is your program made by you and for you, for whatever that is your concern, all dear ladies out there. Yes, you're listening to Muslim Ladies. Sister Khalfon is in here. I'm Asma, and yes, how to practice patience.
Yeah. So Allah loves those who are patient. Inna Allaha yuhibbu sabirin. And that's very beautiful as an encouragement also. And now we'll talk about the marital life itself is the smallest unit in the society.
Exactly.
And we want to build patience in the society. You know, when we want a good character trait, Allah wants it for everyone together. Mm-hmm. And that's why Allah says, Yadullah ma'al jama'a. My hand, my help is with
the crowd.
Exactly, a community. So that's very important that a marital life is the smallest unit in the society. And it ends up with the greatest effect because all these marital lives that we have bring families up. That's the smallest unit, but it grows. It brings about children and families grow. They get married, they get their own children. So the unit.
And it's the building block of society.
Exactly. It's the building block of the society. So that's when the society grows and all these character traits start from the woman who is the heart of the family.
Exactly. The engine of the family.
Exactly. So she is able to take many responsibilities with the family.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this inner ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her, which is a controlling power in her to manage internal affairs at home regarding her children and even her husband. In the process, one has to have a lot of patience, you see, to manage her children at the same time, to manage her husband, to manage the internal affairs at home, to see
and
that.
And sometimes going out, because as you know, right now, nowadays, many of the women are working outside the home. So they have to manage both of them, inside the house and outside the
house. Yes, sometimes they have, you know, like some duties outside also, you know, regarding, you know, other activities, extra things that they have to do in their agenda, also have to have a job, maybe a half day job.
Yeah.
So they have so many things to consider, and yet the woman is able to do all these things. That's why Islam allows the woman to work. It doesn't shut up the woman at home only. It says within that atmosphere where everything is halal, you know, you don't have to
confine yourself to home. You can go out, have a responsibility, share responsibility.
Even have a job.
Exactly.
As long as you don't fall into haram. So all these things together, imagine how much patience it acquires.
It takes too much.
So first of all, let's see what role she plays in the family that brings about this patience in her and that she has the capacity to get this patience in her. First of all, a woman manages not only the house, but also the emotions and the spiritual health of the family. And how does she do that? She's the source of that emotional stability, especially during trials.
Yeah.
During some things, ups and downs that happens at home, you know, children get into a fight, siblings get into a fight.
I guess all the ladies who are listening to us can relate to all of what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear ladies. This is your own program, Muslim Lady, and you're listening to IRIB English Radio. Sister Khalfon is in here, and I'm actually enjoying what we're talking about because patience is something that is actually having a key role in today's world, specifically when it comes to marital life. So we said that women have got this capacity to share, not only share, but also teach other people how to be patient, because their mothers, mostly, and mothers are the generators of life and of everything, of responsibilities in societies. So it starts, everything starts from home and specifically from mothers.
Yes. So her calmness and endurance shape the behavior of the children. Mm-hmm. If she's calm and she's enduring, the children will watch her. Because, you know, practice is when you want to preach the children, when you want to teach something to the children, when you want to do tarbiyah, then the children watch the parent. The first step is to watch the parent.
Yeah, and take them as role model.
Yes, that energy, you know, she gives out. Is it like pent-up emotions, or is it a calmness and endurance? So the children's behavior is shaped. And we see in the teachings from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, that Lady Fatima al-Zahra was patient through poverty, oppression, and family loss. Yet she stood up firm in faith. Yet she stood up firm in kindness. When she was in pain, the last hours, she bathed her children. And she was so soft-spoken. And she was so, like, kind and merciful. She didn't lose her patience.
Exactly.
But then, of course, we will know that this patience is not passive. It's active patience. It's a resistance. It's not saying tawakkal to Allah. Allah will do everything for me. So patience is something that is not forbearing something that is against you. It's going for your right also, but being patient at the same time and not hurting people in turn. You know, like a woman, when she faces this kind of situation that is completely brings her to, you know, an end, at her wit's end, she's supposed to resist in a kind, polite way, fighting for her right, not causing abuse in the family, yet doing tawakkal.
What's the difference between passive and active patience?
Passive patience is a fear. It's a stagnation. Mm-hmm. And active patience is something that you know something to do to improve your life. So it's not just saying that now I can't improve my life, I have to be patient. It's something that you can do something about to improve your life, to make it better, and to what you deserve as any position that you have. If it's a woman, if it's a girl, if it's a situation that you need your economic rights, whatever it is, you have to go forth and earn it and claim it.
Yeah, so active patience actually would lead to change.
Yes, like the way Bibi Zainab took active patience. She spoke in the court of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad, and she didn't fear.
Exactly.
She didn't fear that, you know, something was, what if something happens? What if arrows come on her way? She didn't fear that. But she had to be patient at the same time. And what patience that she claimed to say it, to say this phrase, مَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا, I see nothing but beauty. So whatever Allah was showering upon her, she saw that as beauty. Not only was she patient, but she was also pleased with Allah's decree. And when one is pleased with Allah's decree, that's when they see everything around them as beautiful.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't see everything as beautiful. It's very hard for you.
Very.
But the first step is, of course, that, you know, swallowing that anger, being patient, calm, and then it comes to that stage where Hazrat Zainab could face that and say that مَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا. She saw everything as beauty. So we have so many examples from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. You know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with all that, you know, turmoil in the end and all that, you know, last moment grief, but yet his face became brighter and more beautiful, like the shining moon. Why? Because he knew that he was going to somewhere that who reckoned him as a wali, and that was Allah. He was going for liqa Allah. And that's a very beautiful state when you know Allah is watching you. If Allah is not watching you, then there's nothing. If a person doesn't have iman, then patience is of no use.
Exactly.
You know? So one who has iman will know that Allah is watching me.
This is a key point. Actually,
exactly.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam mentioned that in Karbala as well. Like at the very last moment, he said, I could tolerate all of these things only because God is watching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God is watching me, see? So that's the beautiful thing, that patience is directly connected to Allah's watching us and Allah's rewarding us at the same time. And sabrun jameel is the very beautiful thing, that you don't only sabr, but do it in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Sabr jameel. Not only, you know, have a kind of harsh inner feeling in you when you're dealing with something. No, try to calm yourself and say Allah is watching You know, yeah. Allah will retribute for all that injustice that is done. I'm trying my best at the same time. And Allah will give us that beautiful reward.
Exactly. It goes like this, that first of all, you have to have faith in God and then believe that He's watching over you. And then since you have this belief and creed inside of you, then what's come next is that He Himself is going to help you through the way.
Yes.
He Himself is going to actually bestow you with too much of patience.
That's right.
And you would be very much sure and guaranteed about the future of the patients that you're
yes.
taking.
Yes.
So, yes, this was all for today's episode. Thank you very much, Sister Khalfan, and thank you, dear listeners, who stood with us at the very last minutes of today's episode. I wish God gives us enough of patience and endurance to tolerate all the difficulties in a beautiful way. So, until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.